We'll be reading today from Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, and we'll read down through verse 5. Titus chapter 2, let's begin reading in verse 1 and read down through verse 5. Paul said, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." In this section, Paul is telling Titus, as he says in verse 1, to speak the things that are befitting to sound doctrine. Most of the time when people think about doctrine, they think of something like baptism or the Lord's Supper or the qualifications of elders. And all those are doctrinal matters. But here he talks about some very practical things, some moral issues that he says are matters of doctrine. And in this section, remember that Paul is addressing certain groups in the church. And so in verse 2, he tells Titus what to teach in particular to older men. In verse 3, he talks about what older women need to focus on and really need to give attention to in their lives. And then, of course, in verses 4 and 5, he says that the older women are to teach the younger women. Now, that doesn't exclude men from teaching women. It doesn't exclude the preacher, obviously, from preaching things for and to young women. But it does mean that older women have a particular responsibility and ability to teach young women. Because obviously, older women have been in their shoes. Older women have already covered the ground that younger women are having to experience. And so, who is better qualified to give advice to young women on these matters than an older woman, and especially an older Christian woman? So let's look at what the Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, about what older women are to teach younger women. Now, when we think about this and when we look at these verses, regardless of what age category you're in, regardless of whether you're a male or female, these are things that really should concern us all, because these are important to the church, to the home, to our entire culture. If you're an older woman, these are things that you should try to teach as best you can and when opportunity arises to young women. If you are a young woman listening to this, these are some things that you really need to give attention to in your life. And if you're a member of the church in general, these are things that you need to be concerned about and need to be praying about as far as young women are concerned. In Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 4, the Bible says that older women are to teach the young women, first of all, to be sober, that is, to have self-control. Young women need this. They need to control their feelings. They need to control their desires. They need to control their tongue. And they need to control their spending. They need to be in control of themselves. Now, that applies to everybody, obviously. Self-control is one of the chief virtues in the Christian life. We all have to work on it. Here, Paul is saying to the young women that they need to work on being sober-minded, that is, having self-control. Now, the next thing that Paul says older women are to teach younger women might surprise some people. Given the way that many people define the word love these days, this might be shocking to some people. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 4, that older women are to teach young women to love their husbands. Young women can have a hard time adjusting to marriage. Their husbands may not be and may not seem to be easy to love at times. That's where older women can help. Older women who have been married for a long time. Older women who have been through all kinds of troubles in life and all kinds of struggles in marriage. They've been through all kinds of conflicts and disagreements in marriage. And so they're in a good position to give counsel to young women. They need to urge those young women to keep on loving their husbands, even when the feelings may not incline them to do so. They need to urge those young women to avoid arguing over small things. Just that little piece of advice may save a marriage. They need to urge those young women to keep those affections alive, to avoid nagging, to avoid complaining. All this needs to be taught, and of course much more is involved in it, but these are some things that are involved in older women teaching young women to love their husbands. Now, the way that modern society looks at the word love would be something like this. Well, love is something that just happens. You can't teach it. You can't tell somebody to love another individual. Love is not something that can be taught. Love just has to be felt. Well, that's not what the Bible says, is it? The Bible says that love can be taught. And we can learn to love. The Bible says that older women are to teach younger women, Titus 2 verse 4, to love their husbands. Well, Paul says that love can be taught. The Bible says that love can be learned. And I realize that this is totally contrary to the idea of love that many people have. But that just shows how far off the world is in its understanding of this very important word. What many people call love is not love according to the Bible. The next thing that Paul says that older women are to teach young women is to love their children. Now, we might ask the same question here. Aren't mothers, young women, and young mothers supposed to love their children anyway? And doesn't the Bible talk about natural affection? Don't they already normally and naturally love their children? Well, the Bible does talk about a natural affection in Romans 1 verse 31 and also in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 3. So there are natural feelings that mothers and fathers have for their offspring. There are natural feelings that mothers have for their children. But young women need to be taught by older women how to love. And in what ways to express that love. For instance, you might have a young woman who says, I love my children, and she means that. But she doesn't know how to discipline her children. She thinks that love means that she can never discipline her children. And that's entirely unbiblical, because the Bible shows that love and discipline go hand in hand when you're talking about true biblical love. Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, Revelation 3, verse 19. And that's no less true on the human level. There are many things involved in loving children that are more than just a matter of having feelings or natural affection for those children. Sometimes young ladies, young mothers, and wives need to be advised about how to balance being a wife and being a mother at the same time, because that can be very difficult. So it is true that a mother's feelings for her child or for her children are natural and normal. But still, her choice is involved. Her free will is involved. And that, of course, is very clear because Romans 1:31 and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3 talk about those that are without natural affection. That absolutely proves that a person can choose not to even have those feelings, or a person can destroy those feelings. So older women are to teach young women to love their children, even when those children grow up to be teenagers or adults, and they're not acting the way that they should. They need to be taught to love their children and to know how to love their children. And as we said, to make sure that they're balanced in their idea of loving their children and also disciplining their children and doing what many people call showing tough love, which sometimes has to be done. In verse 5, Paul said that older women are to teach younger women to be discreet, and that means clear-headed. It has to do also with self-control. And so a young woman needs to be clear in her thinking. She needs to put God first in her life. She needs to make sure that spiritual things are the most important thing in her life. Then Paul says that older women are to teach younger women to be chaste. That means pure. So older women need to teach younger women, for instance, what to wear and what not to wear. Older women need to teach younger women to stay away from indecent clothes. Older women need to teach young women to stay away from parties and dances and other places where ungodliness is encouraged. Older women need to teach younger women to be chaste or pure in the sense that they are to be faithful to their husbands, that they're to guard against getting close to another man or being in a tempting situation. Young women need that kind of advice, and they need that kind of direction. Paul then says that older women are to teach younger women to be keepers at home. The New King James Version translates this, homemakers. This comes from a word which means caring for the house or working at home. Older women are to teach young women to learn to take care of the house, to learn to cook, to learn to clean the house, to learn to manage the house. This is an honor. It is not degrading, and it's not insulting, and no young woman should ever feel that way. Older women need to give them direction in that regard. She can, and in some cases, might even have to work outside the home. But she is not to neglect her duty and responsibility to take care of that house. Paul says that older women are to teach younger women to be good. This is so simple, but it's so important. Back in the Old Testament in Proverbs 31, verse 30, the Bible says, "Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised." Older women, teach young women to be good. Then teach them to be obedient to their husbands. Don't advise them to rebel against their husbands. Teach them to obey their husbands. This is something that young wives need to learn. This is God's will for young women and for older women alike. In Ephesians 5:22 through 24, the Bible says that the husband is the head of the wife, just as Christ is the head of the church. And I want you to notice something that's very interesting here. Paul gives a reason as to why it's so important, especially in this last part, for young women to be taught by older women to obey their own husbands. He says, so that the word of God is not blasphemed, that means spoken evil of, so that other people will not talk bad about the church and about the word of God. Young women, you make sure that you obey your husbands, because if you rebel, if you get out of your place, if you forsake the role that God has given you and you try to be the head of your family, then people outside the church are going to talk bad about the Word of God, because they're going to blame the Bible for your rebelling. Because if you claim to be a Christian and then you go against God's order in this way in the family, then the Word of God is going to be blasphemed or talked bad about. These are verses that are desperately needed in our age, and let us all give more thought to them.